Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Has the NFL's credibility taken a hit? Which you brought up, like, how much do they care? And I'll use the Al Michaels line, yeah, you fell from number one to number one. Such a drop. But the story came out this morning. I don't know if you read this from BSM. Our good friends at Barrett Sports Media. CBS draws 42.2 million viewers for Ravens Bills. Down 16% from last year per report. It's a 16% drop for 42.2 million
people. That's pretty obviously a massive audience, and the networks love 40-plus million people watching a football game.
Of course.
But it's down. It is interesting. Wild card was down. Divisional round in total, I think, was down 8%. So you've had back-to-back weeks where we may have found our ceiling for fandom in the NFL because the numbers never go down.
I would say there's so many different scenarios. I'm going to get to these phone calls here in just a moment because I want to ask, like the calls on Mahomes or the flags that go for Mahomes, has it hurt the credibility of the league with you as a fan? And in so many other aspects, I'd say the NFL, they're the biggest entity going. No one can catch them. I don't know how many can even try or if any of them should. They shouldn't care about anything. But when it comes to the Super Bowl, they want to be something for everybody. And so, yes, the NFL would care. It would. The people in the office, I don't think they go as far as to rig football games. At least I pray they wouldn't. But it would serve people in the league office in New York to have Taylor Swift at the Super Bowl. Because her boyfriend's playing in the Super Bowl. It's fish in a barrel.
But couldn't I make the argument?
It's fish in a barrel.
And I want to get to the calls here. Couldn't we make the argument, though, that the NFL needs to build up another team? And then you would have the revenge factor for Kansas City the following year? Like, I think that would build up. If you're talking about maybe...
Should we get Tate McRae to...
Well, taking
a fan
hit
of another team?
Yeah, why not? To take a temporary hit. Because if the Kansas City's not in Super Bowl this year, the ratings might go down a little bit. It might, if it's Buffalo and Washington, for instance, the ratings probably dip. But guess what it does to the following year? It makes all the Kansas City games so much bigger.
Yeah.
And it makes a playoff run where there could be a rematch so much bigger. So if you were going to rig it, is there a chance it might make sense to rig it against Kansas City this year?
Well, I would say yes in so many ways. It's an entertainment business, so it would make that sense. And by good God, how could you not go with a team like Buffalo if you're going to go that way? But I hope it's never that way, because everything would just be built on a lie. And then I would be sitting there going, man, you've made the Browns bad for the most part for 25 years. What the hell do the fans do to you? What, just because they took you to court over Art Modell? Really going to make the fans suffer for an entire generation and a half because of that? Like, don't do that. You're going to make the Steelers good for 40 years? Why? Why do all of a sudden do they do 50 years? Why do they deserve to be one of the best? What changes that? You start to ask all these questions about what has been instead of what is supposed to be just and solid. I don't want to go that far with any conspiracies. But the only thing that I can say is that when you have, and remember, referees are human and they try as hard as they can to call it down the line. I do believe that. But I've told you so many times about the human condition. If you have three kids and one is the golden child, you're never going to believe or you're never going to want to believe that that kid did something wrong. That's Patrick Mahomes. If you have one kid that you're constantly getting calls home from school about, you're constantly getting complaints from teachers about, you're constantly having to go and correct their behavior, you're constantly having to send them to your room, you're going to believe that they messed up. That's Cleveland Browns over the last 25 years. It's the human condition. Matt on the road, you're first up on the fan. Hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Doing well, Matt. Go right on ahead.
Okay, so my big conspiracy theory with this whole thing is, so whether or not they were buddy-buddy or it was like a fake, fake animosity, whatever happened post Deflategate with Brady and Goodell, like there was like this like despising of one another, and every time Goodell had to hand off that trophy to Brady, you could see the disdain in his eyes. Mm-hmm. And like I honestly, like, this is my messed up conspiracy, is I think that, like, you look at the similar parallels. You had a starved championship city. You had a coach similar to Belichick where, you know, Reed had been in the league for how long and, you know, never really had any, like, head coaching successes for, you know, winning Super Bowls. And all of a sudden now, you know, my honest conspiracy theory is that they're Goodell hated Brady so much he's just trying to get Mahomes six championships. And it's just, like, I honestly think it's damaging the credibility of the league because, like, anytime there's, like, a, you know, same thing as when you'd watch some Patriots games back in the day. You throw a pass downfield and you're just waiting for the flag. And I hate to say, you're going to see one of these guys, you're going to get penalized anyways. You're going to see someone just start going headhunting from home and be like, well, I'm going to get fined or penalized anyways. Might as well knock him out of the game and give myself a better chance to win.
Well, what you have there, and Matt, thank you very much for the call. Like, Owen is shaking his head, and people believe that. Owen, they're led to believe these things because they don't see. I mean, people are fans, but they don't see something being called on the up and up.
Yes. How is Owen not losing his mind right now?
I think he's about to. I mean, there's nothing I can say that's going to change any of you idiots' minds here. So I'd just like you to think about it in a perspective of if this was the Browns and it was Baker Mayfield, we'll just say him.
Okay.
He's the easiest one.
Yeah.
You would listen to other cities having this conversation and think they were out of their minds.
It's a good point. He does make a good point.
It's 100% true.
He does make a valid point there. Of course, I would say where Tom Brady's trying to get back at Roger Goodell, if I wanted to keep going down that road, is like, well, he is part owner now of the Raiders, and we all know that the Raiders have themselves a history with owners or with commissioners of the NFL.
Wait a second. I
brought it up off the air to you guys, but this is a franchise that in 2012, 2013, had a linebacker kill himself in the parking lot in front of a coach and a GM. You don't think that was a black eye?
It was a bad day.
NFL.
That was bad.
And going, this is a franchise we do not want to push to the forefront.
Hold on.
I'm done with that. I've said my piece.
You can't believe that a fan would believe.
Oh, no, that's fine. Fans can. I felt the same way about the Patriots at the same time. Like, you know, guys that I knew that grew up in the Boston area and were Patriots fans that I met through my military journey were like, we went through it. We've been through the things that, you know, the Chiefs had at the time or the Browns or any other organization that's been down on its luck, the Lions. And then I understand where they're coming from now. It's fine. I'll take the wins. You guys can have the anger and vitriol and I'll just keep taking the win.
Let's see. Now I really want you to lose on Sunday.
Like, you wanted really me to lose anyway. So.
I didn't want you to lose before. I did not want you to lose before. Not before last week.
I don't care what you want, Ken.
Not before last week.
I think that's a loser's lament.
Dan, not Nate Hills, but Seven Hills. He's next up on the Fan.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hope you're staying warm.
The same to you, Dan.
Oh,
go
I'm
right
hot,
on.
Dan.
Go right on ahead. Yeah, he's getting pretty
red
warm.
Red hot.
Go ahead there, Dan.
I just want to say that you talked about the NFL never losing popularity. I wanted to say another franchise, WWE, that's never been more popular, and I couldn't watch it growing up, but that all changed when my best friend told me, don't view the WWE as a sport, view it as a scripted sitcom, and I was able to enjoy it again. And it's the same thing with the NFL. Don't view it as a sport anymore, view it as a scripted sitcom, because that they're not in the sport business, they're in the show business. And what greater ticket can you get than Swifties? Her impact is tens of millions of dollars. And you can just go through all of their past histories with Mahomes and just view it as a scripted sitcom and you can enjoy the NFL again.
Like, Dan, thank you very much
they
for the call.
They went to five straight AFC championships before she was ever in the picture, though.
And now it's even better because now there's going to be people who want to watch just to catch a glimpse of her.
That's another thing. You guys are all off your rocker.
I'm off my rocker about that? You're telling me that the NFL doesn't get excited about people wanting to see
Baker, fine, but
the biggest pop star in the world.
Don't act like they weren't a good team before Taylor Swift.
They were a good team before that.
So
no one's saying they're not a good team.
Take your loser's lament and go home.
Okay. That's fine. Well, I haven't lost anything.
My team doesn't have a horse in this race right now.
But I got to tell you, you know as well as I know that the NFL doesn't want to leave any money on the table and wants as many eyes on the product as they possibly can, and that Taylor Swift would bring more eyes to the product. They're never going to get tired of seeing Taylor Swift on television. I mean, did we or did we not? There was the possibility of her being at the stadium for a regular season game, and the security was locked down more. You had media waiting outside to see whether or not she was going to show up, and then it ended up being Travis Kelce's mom, which she also had to have incredible security detail because she could be the mother-in-law of the biggest pop star that's on the face of the earth right now, and people would like to take a swing at her. No, not because she stars in a Hallmark movie.
Okay.
She's also doing a cooking thing or something like that I saw. I'm not sure.
They do a lot. Cookies, yeah.
They're doing a lot over there. Ed doesn't seem to be doing... He seems to be kind of keeping his own privacy, but the other ones, they're doing a lot. It's up to you. You can go right ahead and do it. Coming up at 9:20, you enjoy it, because I don't think it's ever going to happen again. I hate to tell you. Coming up next, Larry Schmitz, Browns Fan of the Year, and how you can vote for him to be that. Ken Carman, Anthony Lyman, live on The Fan.